Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, the flower whisperer, Beth Bell.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Jesse Campbell. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been on Facebook, I don't know how many years now. I wasn't one of the first to use it, but I certainly got on board pretty early on. And recently, I had to do something that I've never had to do in all these years. And I did it. What I did was remove somebody's comment. So somebody wrote something on underneath a picture that I had, and it was fairly innocuous. And I know this person and her humor, and it was actually kind of sweet. Somebody else wrote right underneath her some very not nice words. And this somebody else was a person I know very well, a person I love and who loves me, and a person who is in her mature years. I would say she's in her 70s, so one would think she would know better. I'm bringing this up because I was in a dilemma as to how to approach this situation, because I didn't want to hurt the feelings of the person, even the person that wrote such not nice things, and especially not the person who was in receiving these not nice things written about her or to her. So I took me a moment, and I thought, I can't wait very much longer because somebody's being bullied or harassed on my Facebook wall, and it becomes my responsibility because I have the power to delete it and to make that situation better. So before it starts into an out-and-out war between these two, which doesn't need to go there, I deleted it, the comment that the second person made. And I thought, how am I going to explain to this person? I didn't want to just leave it because I didn't want that person upset with me saying, why did you delete my comment? I felt I needed to give an explanation. Then it took me a while to figure out a way to say it so this person could understand, and not just from my perspective, but from her perspective, so that we could both be in agreement. And then I finally wrote her and I said, I took the comment down, and the reason is this. And I gave her a reason she could understand. She ended up calling me the next morning early, and I thought, uh-oh, this could go one of two ways. And I answered the phone, cheery as I always do, as much as I can. And she said, thank you so much for taking that down. I don't know why I did that. And I didn't know how to remove it. And so it's interesting because we all can get into tense moments, or we've had too much to drink, or we just got into a fight, or something has unnerved us and all that. And so many of us react sometimes to certain things. How everybody else around, how our friends react around those situations is also really important too. And so in that moment, she needed somebody to not react to her, but to take that kind of action and kindly say with love. And I did actually say, love you, miss you, smiley face and heart and all that. And I thought, okay, done. And so something that could have really turned out to be not comfortable for a lot of people, even people that come to my wall, which is very much a safe haven and full of fun stuff, ended up being diffused. And so I'm grateful to have had the opportunity for that exercise. And I'm happy to be sharing it with all of you in case that helps, should this situation arise in your life, on your pages, social media out there. So we will be back with our guest, Beth Bell, who I'm sure will have something to touch on that subject, and also our musical guest, Jesse Campbell, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. And Mark, these kinds of things happen not every day, but almost every moment.
Yeah, you know, kids these days.
Kids these days, exactly.
Worried about all these kids online and what's going to happen.
And it wasn't my mother, by the way.
I've been watching a lot lately, especially with some of the other topical matters going on, a lot of the comments, and you know, it's really interesting how people get drawn into it and get emotional and don't think before they, you know, it's one thing to even not think before you're speaking, but don't think before you write it in written record,
right,
for all to see,
especially if you don't know how to delete it or
especially if you don't write. Exactly.
And speaking of kids, the kids are watching us, all of us. I'm sure they're cringing a lot of the times, or maybe they're learning bad behavior, or hopefully.
Or they're learning all the ways not to be.
So. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, actually, today is about learning, and the show is about learning of ways to be. And we have a guest today that is presenting something that I personally never heard of. And I'm happy to be having this on our show. She's a flower whisperer. She's also a lot more. She's an international entrepreneur. She's an author, and she's a radio host of her own show. She is Beth Bell, and we are so pleased to have her here. Welcome, Beth, to the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
So what would you have done? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I think it's actually great because what we need to do is just come to that neutral state before we have some kind of a reaction to it, right? Because how someone reacts or comes out as their shit or crap and how we react to it is really ours. So it sounds like you did a really phenomenal job to just neutralize.
And I know you're not here to talk about that per se, but one thought came to me because you're wearing your jewelry, and we'll talk about this a little later on the show, but one thought is, you know, to grab your jewelry, right? Hold it, because it says, it says what on it?
Yeah. Well, there's many different mini mantra word bar necklaces. So one of my favorites is one that says, live life in love with everything. And it's very inspired by the Balinese because I think they're always happy. Even the poorest of the poor are probably happier than a lot of the richest of the rich in the Western world. So they really get what it means to just embody happiness and pure love.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about how happy you were when you were in the business world. You and your high heels and business suits, working for corporate. You're still in the business world. Actually, you're back in it again, but in a very different way. So you were in corporate America.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And I have to say that I did love my corporate life. I mean, there's always downsides to it. But I knew that I had a bigger mission in life. And I knew that I was here to help pollinate the planet with love. And so one fine day, the universe and I, after some contractual agreements, launched me out of it. So I like to say that I left my, you know, my corporate suits and my high heels and luxury high-rise living for my flip-flops, literally helmet hair on a daily basis, and the rice fields of Bali. So yeah, it's a huge switch and change. And I wasn't quite sure exactly when that was going to happen, but it did. And it's been blissful.
Was there a time when you were in your high rise or in one of the buildings of where you were working and you thought about somebody in flip-flops and you thought, oh, I couldn't do that?
Oh, anyone that you would ask from my corporate life, if they would have ever saw Beth Bell in flip-flops and helmet hair, it would have been no way. I mean, like, I'm not a flip-flop kind of girl. Well, I didn't think I was. So it's a, complete. I mean, I was, you know, the jewels and the this and the that. And
total transformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where did that come from?
Well, I would say that a big thing that happened for me was it was just a magical alignment. I bought a nice camera. I went to Hawaii. And before I knew it, I was observing flowers and taking really close up photographs of them. Mm. So I just became mesmerized by this. And there was something happening when I was taking these photographs. And I look back now and I think, you know, I was too busy then to meditate. And really, it was just the universe helping me to get into that quieter frame of mind. And so, yeah, everything kind of the corporate chaotic world started to calm down. And I just had this inner peace. And so I just kept taking photographs of flowers, like relentlessly. And I just felt called to them. But eventually, I realized, well, I actually think I'm getting something more from them. And so I suddenly realized that I was getting, I mean, in the end, it's just energy, but it came to me in thought form. So I started to get these messages from them. And that really changed and transformed, I think, my relationship with flowers and how I see them today and what they've helped me do.
Were you still in your corporate job at the time?
I was.
Did you tell everybody?
No one. No one.
Well, because at the time, what?
Well, I think, you know, it's just the universe is beautiful how it happens. And I actually was walking with a girlfriend of mine in Southern California, and I just kept stopping to photograph these flowers. And she actually got kind of upset with me because she wanted like a physical workout walk, mm-hmm. right? But I can't stop. If a flower calls me to take a picture, I really want to. It's not even about the photo, but it's about just observing, and it's about having this interaction. So before I left that trip, I ended up making what I call a flower bouquet photo album. So I took all the photographs that I took and I made them into this. I went and got them printed and I made them into this little photo album. And I just kind of gave it to her as sort of a truce. And then I started realizing, oh my goodness, like I could make these on the side of my big corporate job and give away bouquets of flowers that were everlasting. And
how interesting so then, is that?
Yeah. And then I just realized that pure love is bliss. And so I came up with this acronym, beautiful, long-lasting, irreplaceable, spiritual, and still.
Oh.
And I believe it's experienced in relationships and in flowers. So it was just a nice gift that you could give. It was sort of this little hug of flowers and it was, you know, never going to die. So that's the first product that I had.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you still have that?
I do. And, you know, I was, I'd taken a little, I call it a self-created sabbatical from my corporate life. And I was in Bali for a month and I thought that I was there to finish writing a book that I'd started in Costa Rica. But I had been looking for a manufacturer for this little bouquet, but I wanted someone who would place the intention of love on this item while they were making it. And so I had.
Because that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know. Can you talk about a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm all about intention. I think I'm all about energy. I'm all about where we're putting our intention and really helping us to understand our own pure love and putting it out there into the world in whatever form our passion or purpose is. And I think a lot of people today aren't doing that because of fear. It's really simple. And so
the intention that they are putting out actually is the fear.
Yeah.
Which would bring about potentially
absolutely.
More fear.
Yeah. And so everything that I've created, in some ways I just say co-created because I really feel like the flowers have given me such tremendous wisdom and downloads from whatever you want to call it, source energy, a divine connection. And so, yeah, the mini mantra word bars, whether it's the flower bouquet photo album or the flower affirmation cards that you can get. So everything has a story behind it, and it's all to help people raise their vibration, have clear intentions, and really get the universe to align with whatever it is that they're called to do or what they want. Maybe it's a, you know, a small little seed of desire, or maybe it's something really massive, a big change in their life.
Wow. Well, you certainly know about big changes. And actually, you've learned a lot from these flowers. When we come back, there are four things in particular
yes.
that you've written about in your book, Flower of Power for Pure Love.
Flower Power for Pure Love. Yeah.
Am I not saying it right?
Flower power.
Flower power. I'm not saying it right. I'm putting two little... Okay. So flower power for pure love. So when we come back, we're going to learn more about the book and the messages therein with our guest, Beth Bell. And a little later on, live music here in the studio, we've got Jesse Campbell. And this is going to be such a treat with him as well. All on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
Listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We are talking with Beth Bell, the Flower Whisperer. More about Beth at bethbell.me. That's Beth Bell, as in Bell, B-E-L-L.me. And also, we're going to talk a little bit more about the jewelry later, but Blossom Bliss Bally, right? Correct. .com. Yep. Blossom Bliss Bally.com. So you've written this book, Flower Power, for pure love, and in it you describe your journey, I take it.
Not exactly.
Really?
What happened was, is I was getting these messages, and then I started to realize that there was sort of a theme to the messages, and that's what then inspired the book. And I was like, okay, I'm actually getting some direction on some like life lessons.
Oh, so
here.
The flowers wrote the book.
Well, I'm the channel. Yes. Okay. But I like to it's a co-creation, right?
Wow.
And I think it was from all the message I was getting. And I said, okay, there's sort of four things that this all zips up to. And so the first lesson is let love live. So we spend a lot of time looking for love, wanting love, loves me not. But the truth is that love is from within. And it's all about giving and receiving love being the same so that pure love really reigns. So that's the first one. The second one is details derail. So I think most of us get brought up in a world where get the facts, you know, analyze them. But a lot of times we get an analysis paralysis, right? And when we do that, our intuition really gets suffocated. And we're not able to even use our body as the vehicle that it is to have that gut feeling, right? To really know what it is that we should do. So it's about staying out of the details. Devil's in the details. The third is expect nothing. And this one's really hard for me still, and people say, well, how can you do that, especially in a business corporate world? And I think it's probably even more important there. And what I mean by that, or what the message was that I got from it, was that we really need to come from a heart-centered place. And I think we get into a lot of groupthink, we get into a lot of collective consciousness that's not necessarily of high vibration, and we sort of lose our own connection to our wisdom. And so it's really about doing what you know you're here to do and making decisions based on that. And so expecting nothing means that you're not necessarily in this if-then thinking. If I do this, then, right? And then it opens it up to much bigger possibilities in the universe that could actually happen, right?
Wow.
And the fourth one is appreciate everything. So we know that gratefulness is the key to manifesting anything we want in our life. And so I think living in Bali and living abroad for 6.5 years in Asia, I think it's been really eye-opening about how entitled sometimes I think we are in the Western world, and how we just don't appreciate the small things like clean feet, clean water, healthy food. Sometimes, you know, for some, it's just maybe it's a husband that locks the door at night, or maybe it's, you know, the little things in life that we just kind of gloss over. And so I think it's really about going back to those and being grateful and leveraging that to manifest whatever you want, as opposed to sticking that pool of stuff you don't want.
Wow. Thank you. And thank you to the flowers. Yeah. I'm sure you thank them.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's kind of interesting that happened was I do have a radio show myself, and it's the Beth Bell Radio Show. It can be found on iTunes or Stitcher or any of those places. And I had a guest that was talking about flower essence. And so I really was very interested in this because it's all about the energy. Because before I was like, well, they're pretty, they smell good. It makes sense that, you know, I want to look at them and experience them. But what we started talking about was the vibration of the flowers and how that can be captured in a flower essence, which is not about smell, it's about their energy. And I learned, and I've read up on this now, that there's a lot of, you know, shamans and more ancient healer people that actually went out in the mornings and drank the dew off of the flowers to take in their energetic vibration. So I said, well, hey, you know, I walk out of my door every day in Bali and I have flowers galore and there's dew on it. So at first when I started doing it, I was like, oh my God, is anybody looking? But I literally walk up to a flower or even a leaf and I'll just sip the moisture off of it. I don't care if it's placebo effect. It doesn't matter. It's just, I feel like there's a huge connection that Mother Nature gives us. And a lot of us are just completely ignorant to just, I mean, look, the power of Mother Nature, we know it's out there, right? There's volcanoes, there's hurricanes, there's, you know, a lot happening. So why not harness and leverage like all the positive things we can get from the power of Mother Nature? So I'm a flower sipper as well as a flower whisperer.
A flower sipper, yes. And a leaf sipper.
Well, I hadn't gone that far, but I guess, yes, I did tell you that I'm sipping
you
leaves.
You did say
too,
a leaf.
So yes, yes.
That's the next book.
That's where you're going next with it. So your show actually is about empowering pure love and purpose, right?
Yes.
And so you talk to people about their journeys and how they're doing it, or
yes. Well, I interview people who are living their passions and their purpose in life. And I do that because I like to be able to share other people's personal life journey stories. But I think most importantly, the pearls of wisdom that they've gained along the way. And we share, you know, the intuitive risks that they had to take, the fears that they had to push through, the big jumps that they made. Because there's a lot of people out there that aren't making those jumps or not trusting their intuition because they're fearful. And so it's really about stepping into that pure love, that self-love, and knowing what it is that you want and going for it and hearing other people. I mean, I grew up in a town of 2,500 people in North Dakota. I live in Bali. I have a business. I mean, it's like, why not inspire others? Like, anything's possible. A lot of people could have told me, like, a little girl from North Dakota is not going to go very far, but you can do anything in life. So it's just about embracing it and embodying it.
Well, I love the story. I love the arc, and you've got so much more still to do. So who knows what, you know, someday you'll say, whoever said that I was going to do this, I would have never believed it. So what might that be actually? What do you think is ahead for you?
Well, I feel like I'm very divinely guided, and I'm living my life's purpose. I'm pollinating the planet with love, and I'm on a mission to have as many people as possible helping and pollinating the planet with love. And I think I'll go back to, it starts with self-love, so that we can shine the light brightly and that we can share with others and we can see love and we can feel love and we can experience love. And, you know, that means people have to like take ownership over themselves and stop the numbness. You know, it's like, let's awaken. Let's not just keep going into the places of numbness. So, I think my radio show is feeling very inspired, and I'm looking for that to go into more of a TV talk show. conscious consumerism type show. So there's, I think, some really big things out there. There's I've got lots of ideas. The universe has given me a lot of stuff, but one step at a time. So I'm really happy with everything that I've got going on right now. We'll see.
Well, you, coming from the corporate background, you know how to intimidate people. And you know how that feels. And one of the beautiful things that I saw was a clip of people that work for you that just spoke so beautifully and so comfortably. And I thought, these are people that are not intimidated. These are people that are not coerced. These are people that are actually doing this out of joy, even.
Yeah.
So more power to you. Tell us about how you are as a boss.
Well, that's interesting. Are you taking me back to my corporate life as how I was as a boss?
Or like
how I am now? Yeah. Well, gosh, I'm...
No, because you have a training, yeah, you know, and now you're...
Absolutely. Well, so I will say that I wrote this book, and I'm going to answer your question, but I think this is part of it. I wrote this book almost 5 years ago, and I sat there going, why is this book not launching? Why is this not happening? And the universe basically came back and said, well, we gave you these messages, now you need to really live them. Right. So I feel like I've been in this really incredible initiation period, this marination, like I'm the lotus flower that's been in the mud for a while, but not in a bad way. Right. And like in a really grounding way, in a really heart-centered way, where I feel like I'm coming from. I feel like I was always heart-centered, but I feel like I was driven more from what the corporations wanted. And now I feel like I'm driven probably in some respects almost too much on the heart-centered side. Mm. But yeah, I think it's been interesting because I have a lot of Balinese employees, mm-hmm. right? So it's very different than managing people in the Western world. And I always joke and say, I'm getting a PhD in patience and communication because I'm a wordsmither. And you know, when you're not speaking Bahasa, and even if you are, there's nothing about wordsmithing there. It's a very basic language. So there's huge language barriers and you're forced to speak with your heart because a lot of times the words aren't easily translated.
Yeah.
You know, so so I think that I have to be a lot more clear, and I think I set greater intentions, stronger intentions these days, and how I want to impact others. And so, yeah, it's a constant awareness that I have about how I may be impacting others. So how do I manage people? I don't really feel like I manage anyone. I feel like I'm here to shine the light, be an example, and empower others as best I can. And, you know, back to the beginning of the show, I mean, sometimes that means just getting back to neutral, and that's hard to do, and staying in your body and staying in that really calm, peaceful place. And the Balinese are great about that. And I laugh more. Like, I was way too serious before. Now I feel like, oh my gosh, like I laugh at way too many things. And people probably think, why is she laughing? But they have a way of energetically releasing anything that comes into their sphere that they don't want. And it's through laughter. Like, they literally laugh. And it used to bother me at first. It's like, what are you laughing at me for? You know, what did I do? And now I just find myself laughing as well. And I wish I could laugh more because I'm still too serious. But I'm working on it.
Well, thank you for sharing from that perspective. And that, I believe, can help so many people. There are a lot of people with some great ideas out there, but actually being able to make those transitions like you've made, and then and being honest about it along the path it's a beautiful quality. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
You won me over.
Good.
And obviously it's the intention in your book and your jewelry and all that. And people can go to blossombliss.com to see the jewelry, right? Yep.
They can also see it on the BethBell.me. In fact, if they go to BethBell.me, there's a little video, and you'll see some really incredible aerial footage of Bali, and also me with my little Bali dog that I've rescued. And you'll see the shop that I had that's close to the monkey forest, like literally the monkey forest in Ubud. So they can go to either website.
Mark, are you noticing her big smile when she talks about
indeed.
Bali? We'll be right back with just a little more from Beth Bell. And soon after that, Jesse Campbell is here. He's going to be singing live for us here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Beth Bell. And we've talked about so much. Beth, I was hoping you could sum up for us and then again tell us where we can go to learn more.
Yeah, I just would encourage and hope that everyone out there listening would want to help in whatever way is their way to pollinate the planet with love and to really go inside and blossom their inner wisdom, know what they're here to do, figure out, a lot of people know what it is, but they're too scared to activate it. Listen to my show and they'll, I think you'll get inspired. They can go to bethbell.me and you'll see my whole section as a radio show host. And really just live your purpose. It's like now more than ever. I think the planet's even speaking to us, like, you know, shake us up, get going, do what you're here to do.
Nice. Okay. Agreed. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So Beth Bell and bethbell.me is also where they can go hear the show, right?
Yes. Or, yes. And they can go onto iTunes. It's Beth Bell Radio Show. So iTunes, Stitcher, any of the, because the show rolls up into a podcast in the end. It's a live radio show, but rolls into a podcast.
Well, last but not least, we should definitely mention how, actually very importantly, friends we have in common who connected us. Yes. Victoria Simoneau, who's in Bali right now.
Yes, yes.
And also...
And Jewel Smith, yes. It's been fabulous. I've heard so many wonderful things about you. And I'm like, I must meet this man, radio show or not. And Dorothy as well. Yes, I've heard so many wonderful things.
And here we are. And I'm sure we shall be together again. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Life Changes Show. What a pleasure. And with that, we have a couple shout-outs. And then on to the RS Dorothy segment.
Mark? We do indeed. We want to give our dear friend Tess Cacciatore a shout out for the launch of Gwen Talks Radio, where Tess connects with the Gwen global community to engage with intimate conversations that reveal and heal. Check out gwen.live, G-W-E-N.live. Dorothy, my name is Sal, and I am from Miami, Florida. I can't sleep with all the negative things that are going on in the world. Many of my friends tell me that this is the apocalypse and that the world is ending, and I am beginning to believe that this is true. I'm so afraid to sleep, wondering what is next and what the next horrible thing is going to be. Please help me.
So, the good news is that I believe we are in the beginning of the end times. I say good news because I also know that endings are simply required before positive change and new beginnings can take place. We are indeed going through the time of revelations. You cannot help but see that more and more truth is being revealed every day. It is time for humanity to awaken and demand more truth from our media, our government, and ourselves. It is time for each of us to use our God-given gifts of discernment and determine what is truth and what is not. I believe that we are all divine children of God and that we are the power in our world. I have proven to myself over and over and over again that what I focus on expands. Therefore, I choose to search for the good and focus on it. There is so much good that is occurring, and yet we have to search for it because mainstream media is not reporting it. Be very attentive to where you put your attention. Each and every day I scan the headlines so I'm aware of what's being reported, and then I immediately send love and light and healing energies to those parts of the world and the people that are experiencing trauma. The next thing I do is search for something loving and heart-lifting, and I find many beautiful things to focus on and be grateful for. If you're on Facebook and find that you're drawn to all of the negative things people post, you might want to delete those posts and search for the positive statements and stories that are happening. There are so many of us who are posting uplifting and inspirational items. Let's join together and focus on what we can do as individuals to bring about the kind of positive change that is imminent with this shift of consciousness that is happening right now. Let's each focus on becoming the change we wish to see in the world by sharing with one another the amazing things that are happening in our world. Let us each choose to be the best humans that we can be. Let's choose to be love.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Wonderful. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our musical guest, Jesse Campbell, here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting with Mark and, of course, our guest, Beth Bell. And joining us in the studio is an international recording artist who sings heartfelt universal music with soul. He is, of course, a singer and a songwriter and one of the stars of The Voice. Joining us here in the studio is Jesse Campbell. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What a pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here.
And I mean that because I had the pleasure of talking to you on the phone when Tess Cacciatore introduced us, and you just sounded like so nice, like it was all going to be you. I mean, you were there's something about you that kind of just puts out this everything's going to be all right.
Thank you.
Where's that come from?
I'd like to say it's being heart and soul centered as much as possible. Hmm. You know, just being connected to the divine and a lot of tools I've picked up along the way.
And you've worked hard with.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
And doing inner work isn't easy.
Yeah.
You know, turning within, and you got to, you know, weed out the landscape of your mind.
Right.
Plant some good stuff in and let the flowers love you and you love on the flowers. And you've got a beautiful garden.
Well, it shows. And thank you for sharing that. Now, of course, you've also worked hard on the on your music career. You've been singing ever since you were a child. And you've had many different aspects of music that you've touched in a big way. Like, you had a major record contract.
Yep. On Capitol Records, back Underworld Capitol Records, back in 95. And it was an R&B contract, and many wonderful opportunities after that. But I gave up a lot of them because of my mindset, which was, only what you do for Christ will last. So I gave up a lot of those opportunities based upon the information that I had back then. So as a result, I ended up having a rock bottom experience where I hit my head and woke up and realized, hey, God is really all there is, and all there is God. Mm. So I can sing about love and life and let God be God in me, through me, as me. And the journey continues.
Wow. And then came The Voice. How did that happen? Because that was after.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, because when the economy tanked in 2008, that's when I had the rock bottom experience, because I was primarily singing in church. Mm. And so when people stopped going to church, they stopped giving and they stopped calling, inviting artists to come and sing. And it was then that I had this. I began the conscious awakening, a journey to my authentic self. And after that, I'm like, okay, I wasted a lot of time. So in this conversation with God, it's like, well, what do you want to do? I want to reach as many people as possible in the least amount of time. How? Mm. Singing reality show. So I auditioned for all of them, and they all told me no. Being a single dad, raising my daughter, who was 11 at the time. So in a year later, I said, well, I've done my part. Thank you so much for the gift. I so appreciate it. And hey, I'll just go back and finish my education in spiritual psychology at the University of Santa Monica. How am I going to pay for that? Well, I'll go and sing on the street for whatever people could afford. I mean, I'll sing on the street, Third Street Promenade, Santa Monica.
Wow.
And I'll accept engagements for whatever people could afford.
I
accepted it. And someone invited me to, that was on a Sunday when I made this vow to myself. And that Wednesday, someone called and asked me to come and do a mini concert, and all they could afford was $75. And I'm like, but I was like, oh, yeah, I did say I'm going to do it for whatever people could afford. So I accepted it, showed up, and sang 7 songs instead of the 4. And she allowed people to give into my hands on their way out the door, and I left with 780 instead of 75. And I needed 1,600 to start school the following Friday. Whoa, but the next day, the speaker called, and they knew someone at The Voice contacted. It was Mark Burnett, and Mark Burnett had The Voice call me on that Tuesday, and that's how I made it on the show 30 days into the second season. So just by being true to myself and my word, and the gift that God has given me, it happened.
And this is after they had said no to you.
Twice.
But of course, when Mark, twice, he looks at me and says, twice.
In different cities, yes.
Okay, I don't mean to laugh at that, but you gave me that
funny
face.
Like, no, it's cool.
All right, so I have to ask you, because it was one of those pivotal moments on the show where everybody turns their chair all at once, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as the first sound comes out of your mouth, which doesn't always happen. And it was Christina Aguilera,
CeeLo Green, and the two staples on the show, Blake and Adam.
Yeah. And now they're all vying to have you join their team. And did what was going on in that moment? You're still singing, of course, but are you thinking, like, where were you all earlier?
Yeah, well, you know what? At that moment, when the first chair turned, it was like, oh, wow, yeah, this is amazing. Oh, wow, two, oh, three, oh, my gosh. And the fourth chair turned, and my voice started breaking while I was singing a song, you know, and I was like, oh, my God, because it was a realization that all of the visualizations and the meditations that I had done before leading up to that, while I was out auditioning, it actually came to fruition.
Mm.
So it just happened as a result of me doing what I knew to do to the best of my ability and leaving the rest up to God to conform to things of the universe. And it met me, and that's how I ended up on the show. And when that fourth chair turned, Blake, it was like, wow, it really does work. Visualization, meditation, and things like that.
Nice. So that's and not to give it away, but I mean, everybody knows you chose Christina Aguilera, yeah, and you all worked together. And mm-hmm, and so you did a lot with the show.
5 songs. I got to perform 5 times for over 30 million people. And then they sent me home. It was a great experience. Yeah. So, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's reality. It's reality TV, and I knew that it was a blessing to make it onto the show. And when they released me, I was in shock, just as the country was. But my thing was, I knew how I got on the show, and I just had to continue to trust God when I got off the show. So I just said, well, they just released me into a sea of infinite possibilities. And from 2013 to date, I've been to 9 countries singing primarily pop music.
Wow.
So we're covering good ground.
More power to you.
Thank
you for sharing that story. And what a story it is. And I know you came on to share some beautiful singing, and you're going to do, actually, this is special. You're going to do an actual a cappella piece, right?
Yeah.
Something you probably were doing ever since you were a kid.
I started singing at 16, and this was, as a matter of fact, it's funny you say that, this was the first song that I actually sang at my very first concert, and I was literally reading the lyrics from a piece of paper at 16 years old with my head down just like this.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
This song.
So this became my song, to the point where the writer, Percy Beatty, and he allowed me to re-record the song. So yes, it's safe.
Nice. Oh, I understand what you mean by that. But yes, at this point, I wasn't worried, because what brought you here?
Oh, that's funny. You know, that's hilarious. Right, I know.
It's all in divine order.
Yes, and so, absolutely. Yeah.
And Tess was obviously supposed to introduce us. So thank you so much, Tess Cacciatore of Gwen. So I know the name of the song, but I want you to say it.
The name of the song is We Are One.
Yes.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
Are we ready? Here is Jesse Campbell singing live a cappella on the Life Changes show, We Are One, here at Studio NoHo.
Though we speak in different tongues and we live in different places of the world, and though we'll have different styles, oh, each one to his own, we are one, created in his image and in his likeness. We are one, though we may have different thoughts, and we may have dreams of tomorrow and what they'll bring. Yes, I know together we can unite and bring those dreams into sight. We can bring them to sight, yes, 'cause we are one, created in his image and in his own likeness. We are one. Let's be one, one. We can be one, one. We can bring joy for tomorrow and hope instead of sorrow, but only if we are one. Let's be one. Created in God's image and in his own likeness, we are one. We are one, although we may not speak, we may not think,
same, dream the same, but we won. We
Oh, man. Whoa. Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Filippo.
Amazing. You started off telling us of how you first sang this at 16 with your head down, and now here you were.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, I wish everyone could show you that.
Man, and your voice after a lot of hard work, and then you get this. Wow.
Thank you.
Jesse Campbell, his website, jessecampbell.com. That's J-E-S-S-E Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.com.
Yes.
Interesting. Beth Bell and Jesse Campbell.
Campbell. I know, right? Bam. Universe. Together.
And you're both into flowers. And
yes,
things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm.
Oh, I picked up on that. Big time.
Wow. That is just.
Great show.
Yeah. If you can say so yourself. It is a great show.
Oh, no, it's because of Beth, of course.
This is so great. I should tell people, you know, they should go to your Facebook page, Instagram. You're all over. So we have your links all on the lifechangesnetwork.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when people go to the page that we created for you, it's all there. They can check you out. And I know you're going to sing another song, but tell us something else.
That's hilarious.
Tell me something.
I was really fortunate. I look at situations like The Voice. It's like it's you because a lot of singers they desire to go on those shows.
Yeah.
But you have to go on there knowing that, you know, it is singing reality. It's a singing reality show. So anything could happen. Just go in there knowing that you're going to go and you're going to do your best, and you just leave it on the stage and just leave the rest up to the creator. Do what you can,
yeah,
and allow the creator to do what you can't. You know, and from that, I was very blessed to go to, like I said earlier, 9 different countries. And I thought, it's like, wow, we made it onto the show and we've been to 9 countries. But they always ask, where's my music? How can I record music? And I would just sit in meditation and I would literally imagine myself singing my own music, even though I was singing other people's music.
Mm.
And then I started a GoFundMe campaign.
Mm.
And GoFundMe, it only reached a certain level of success. And then someone found out, and then they came behind me and supported me in recording in a greater way. And as a result, we have 4 songs finished. One of them is Hotel
Nice.
California. Another one is Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we've got a couple of originals. And the latest song that we're recording, we're still recording the album. It's called Can't Live Without Your Love. And that song was released as a single late summer. And it's in the top 30 urban AC Billboard charts right now.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, so, I love that song, and I also love the fact that you're actually going to sing it for us.
You know it.
That means so much, and we're so happy about this. And you'll have to let us know when the album is complete so we could let everybody know or have you back. You're so busy, though. I mean, it's good for you.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
fun, but it's a lot of work because gone are the days where they do everything for you.
Yeah.
And we have to do everything. And social media, you know, I'm from Chicago, and it's hard for, you know, a lot of men in Midwest to take selfies and videos like, hey, what's
here,
up,
give me your phone. I'll take one for you.
Yeah, please. I know. That's the challenging thing. I mean, but if I have content like this, I don't mind. I love it, actually. But when I don't have content, just to sit up and be like, hey, I'm at the coffee shop. I'm getting a little bit of coffee.
Okay, look up. Yeah, I'm taking one right now. Okay, that's the one that you can post.
Yes, thank
I'll
you.
Send that to
that
you.
That helps a great deal.
All right.
But all that makes a difference. And the thing is, yes, being busy, it is good. And you just got to love what you do. You know, if you don't, then you might want to turn within to see what is there for you.
And that was what Beth was talking about.
Yeah.
And actually, the advice that you were giving earlier about your experience and how you went into The Voice and all that, that's for everything in life, I think.
Yeah,
so
very much
I'm
so.
Really glad you said that, even in that, because to a lot of people, that's the end all. And it it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
There could be so much more as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like when they released me from the show, it was a dark moment 2 days later, because at that moment I was shocked. But when Carson put the microphone up to my face, I was like, well, you know what? I lived a dream, and how I relate to myself while in the process becomes the process. And I'm grateful. And I believe that being grateful led to more things to be grateful for, even like being here with you guys, you know? So it's a blessing, but it's literally how you relate to yourself while you're in the process, even with the person who wrote the letter. You know, you have to find the good in it. It's tough for a lot of people right now, but you got to find the good in any and everything, because even when you think about darkness, and light was birth. There was a need for light. It would not have been a need had it not been for darkness. So coming off The Voice, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be grateful for what I experienced, and things continue to happen.
Does anybody else in this room feel like that he's going to go, started in the church and going to end up being a preacher in the church?
No.
No.
Let's get a new feeling.
But in a different way.
Yeah, maybe,
we'll talk.
Maybe in a different way.
We'll talk.
Traditional now.
Okay. Nothing's traditional anymore like that.
That is the truth.
Okay. So, but we have Jesse Campbell singing live for us here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes show. Can't Live Without Your Love.
Be lonely. Go ahead and come a little closer. Baby, let me hold you, girl. You are my one and only. And that means everything I need is right in front of me. Let your head out to your shoulders. Crack the window, feel the breeze. Let's go shopping around the corner to the place we used to meet. And I'll buy you everything. I'm talking diamonds on the ring. I give anything to you. Can't live without your love. Can't live without your love. You got me deep in love. And I can't live without, can't live without your love. I can't live without your love. You got me deep in love. And I can't live without you. Selfish, 'cause I gotta have you day and night, like a flower needs the light. Girl, your touch got me so helpless, and I wouldn't change a thing. Happiness is what you bring. So put your head out to your shoulders, crack the window, feel the breeze. Let's go shopping around the corner to the place we used to meet. And I'll buy you everything. I'm talking diamonds on the ring. I give anything to you.
Without your love, oh, can't live without your love.
Jesse Campbell, I'm a riot. You're a riot. When you said flowers, you pointed to Beth.
Oh, you know it. How could I not? She drew my thumb. I was like,
JesseCampbell.com. JesseCampbell.com. What can I say? J-E-S-S-E. Campbell, Campbell, CAMPBELL.com.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed being here with all of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mark. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you so much. And thanks,
Tess.
Beth Bell, for being here. And yes, thank you.
For inviting me, introducing us.
Tess Cacciatore for being guest musical producer on this segment. We appreciate you so much. And we appreciate Brent here at Studio NoHo for being our technical director.
Sounded great.
We appreciate BBS Radio Network and Doug Newsom there, our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes, like I know ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.